Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, we're so grateful for the chance to be here today. What a privilege it is for us as people to look back and of all the blessings that you have poured out on us, Father, how you have blessed us so many ways. Father, blessings we've overlooked. But today, Father, we pray that as you bless us with your words today, that we will take them to heart and trust in and believe in them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Scripture verse today is a short one. One verse, 2 Timothy 1, 7, I believe is the scripture verse. Anybody here know anybody that's shy?
What?
Me.
I
know it's, you think it's hard to be shy being a pastor, but I'm a shy person. I'm a timid type person. And when I am with a group of people that I don't know, when I'm at places that I don't know people around, it's hard for me just to join in the conversation. It's hard for me just to get involved, and then I marry a person who has never met a stranger in her life. It's just, it's shy, timid people are some of the nicest people I know. You know, maybe they're so nice because they're shy. Maybe they're so timid they're scared to do anything. I don't know what it is, but there are people that are timid and shy, and there are people that are outgoing and boisterous. We went to a football game this weekend to watch my grandson play football. Every time we go to a football game, everybody knows my wife is there. You could ask our children, when they were down on the field, they would hear her mom hollering and screaming and encouraging them from the fans. That's just what she does. And we were at this game, and she was hollering and screaming, and this friend of ours that sits in front was giving her a hard time about how loud she was. And she says to him and to everybody around listening, he says, "I don't understand how you parents, you grandparents, can come out here and not root and holler and encourage your kid. I just don't understand that." And I'm saying, Rick, you need to understand something. Not everybody is like you. Not everybody is like that. You know, I think people who are shy and timid would like to be like that.
Yeah, I'd like that.
But we're just not. But let me ask you a question. Maybe you've never been asked this question before. Can our shyness, can our timidness be a sin? I tell you, when you're shy and timid, it can certainly affect you in the world. People have lost out on good jobs. They haven't been able to reach the goals they have set for themselves. I've seen people just swallow their dreams, not because they're lazy or because they have a lack of ability. They just don't have what it takes to reach for those things. They don't have what it takes to stand up and claim those things. And it can affect you. You know, there's studies showing that 15 to 20% of the children that are born with this prone to be timid. These are the kids who are finicky about trying new foods. They're reluctant to experience new places. They're shy around strangers. From the moment they're born, their heart beats faster and faster when they get in unfamiliar situations. See, those are all traits of the shy people. That's what happens to us. There can be environmental things that can cause us to be shy and timid. We were playing cards with our good friends Friday. And Karen, the lady that plays with us, she just asked me, when you were a kid, did your parents hug you much? Understand, Karen is like me. She's that shy, timid person. And you know, I had to think about that for a minute. And my parents loved me to death. They would encourage me, allow me. They did so many good things for me. But you know, we didn't show a lot of affection openly. We didn't do a lot of hugging and those kind of things. On the other hand, her husband William and Priscilla, who are the most outgoing people I know, their lifestyle was totally different. They hugged and did all of that. They were from a big family, and that was just part of them growing up. So I think our home environment can kind of help shape our shyness, our timidness. You could have been bullied as a child. And that affected you. You know, there are many people with disabilities who are shy and timid simply because they don't want to bring any attention on themselves. That's not all. Look at Kelvin. Nothing shy about Kelvin. But there are a lot of people with disabilities they don't want to shine a spotlight on themselves. They have been put down. They have been pushed aside for so long that they become shy and timid. This is reasons that are not their own. It's just out of their control. I want you to know this right from the start. I want you to know this. God loves shy people. He created us. There are some wonderful traits that can come from being a shy person. You know, I think it's easier to be humble when you're shy. It's easier to be the spirit of servitude when you're shy and humble. Those are things that can be part of you. And God loves you, and He created you just the way you are. But I want you to know this. At the same time, I'm going to tell you this with love and with respect. But God's will for you is not to be shy, not to be timid. That's not God's will for you. Let me read you a scripture that Paul is writing to Timothy. Timothy is a preacher that he's gone out and Paul's trying to encourage him as he starts this ministry. And he writes these words to Timothy. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. Version may say, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love of a sound mind. Think about that for a second. Scripture saying it's not God's will for us to be timid. It's not God's will for us to be shy. That should be good news for all of us young kids that are growing up and feel like they don't fit in. For these awkward teenagers that feel like they are the ugly duckling, for that recluse housewife, for that failed businessman. Understand this, it is not God's will for you to be timid, especially in the important things. Paul is trying to encourage Timothy here. He wants Paul to go out there and be bold and confident and be able to speak the word and have people hear the word. You can't do that if you're timid and shy. People would run over Timothy if he didn't stand up for what he believed in, if he didn't preach with the kind of authority that Paul was trying to get him to do. Paul is giving Timothy some advice, and he's giving this same advice to us. We need to hear this today. Our timidness, our shyness can be overcome. How do we do that? First off, we need to understand that our timidness, our shyness is built on an imaginary foundation, that foundation of fear. That's where shyness and timidness starts. Think about a young boy trying to ask a girl out for the first time. Or think about that businessman who is trying to make that sales pitch to a CEO of a large company. Your throat gets thick. Your knees get weak. You feel awful. And so you kind of play this mind in your game. This game in your mind. You say, well, what's the worst thing they can do? They can't kill me. They can't kill me. They probably won't even shout at me. So what am I afraid of? The answer to that question, of course, is rejection.
Yep.
That's what we're afraid of. Rejection. But rejection is not something that's going to kill you, but this fear of rejection can destroy your life. It can keep you from accomplishing some of the things that you want to accomplish. Fear can cripple us to where we're ineffective and unproductive. This fear of rejection. Listen, if you're sitting here today and you're afraid of that person sitting next to you, and you can't just reach out a hand and say to that person, boy, I'm glad to see you here today. I won't know how you're doing. If you can't do that, there's something wrong. Mm-hmm. There's something really wrong. But there are people who would ignore people like they didn't exist because they don't want to be rejected by that person. Fear can do crazy things to us. What we need to do is to face our fears, to deal with rejection. Listen, if you ever talk to anybody great, they'll tell you, until you failed, until you've been told no, you're never going to achieve greatness. Listen, if something is always given to you and you're never told no, you're never going to be as appreciative of what you're trying to accomplish than when you've had to overcome something, when you've had to struggle to go through something. We need to analyze our fears. See what they really are, this fear of rejection. Because it's keeping us from from accomplishing things, keeping us from opportunities that are out there, opportunities for service, opportunities for enjoyment, opportunities to enrich our lives, to make new friends. All these things we're just throwing away because of our lack of courage and this fear of rejection. Timidness is built on this imaginary foundation. Listen, but the most important thing of all is when we are timid, we can't be the person Christ created us to be. We can't be that person God created. That's what Paul is trying to tell Timothy here. That's what he wants to show him. You can't be timid. You can't be shy. You have to be bold and get out there and do what God has chosen you to do. That's what the word is for us. We can't be timid and shy about what the greatest thing that's happened to us, and that's the love of God. We can't be timid and shy about that. Listen, when we're timid and shy about the love of God, we've broken the 11th commandment. You ask what that 11th commandment is, John 13:34. Jesus says, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another." Fear of rejection manifests itself in timidness and shyness, this fear. It can be the most selfish emotion that we have, because when we are like that, we kind of call ourselves into a shell, and we push others away, and we don't show the love of God to other people. How can we love somebody even if we can't even, we're so scared even to just speak to them? Listen, that person sitting next to you is a sinner saved by grace. Just like you are a sinner saved by grace. You don't have to be intimidated by them. You don't have to worry that these people are going to reject you. Ask people how they're doing and listen to what they have to say. Everybody has something some need, some hurt, maybe some joy they want to share with you. Concerns that they want to share with you. Be there, listen for them. And for God's sakes, when someone reaches out to you, don't be so timid and shy that you're afraid to share what's going on in your life. Share these things. That's the love of God coming through. That's what God expects us. When we don't do those things, we're not showing the love of God to other people.
Amen.
So what happens when you reach out with love to somebody and you reach out to that person and they reject you? They don't want to talk to you. They ignore you. They worse tell you to leave them alone. So what do you do? If I'm a doctor, my prescription is you need a higher dosage. The problem with the world today is we need a higher dosage of God's love. And we can't just give up on people. We can't quit. We need to show more of God's love, more of God's patience, more of God's mercy, more of God's forgiveness.
Amen.
We need to increase the dosage of God's love in our life to show it to other people. Wouldn't it be terrible to go to your grave full of regret over people you wished you could have reached, but you never even tried? God's saying to us, I didn't give you a spirit of timidness. I didn't give you a spirit of fear. I gave you a spirit of love and joy and discipline. That's what I gave you. Use those things. Use the things that I gave you. Don't take on what the world is giving you. Take what I'm giving you. Use it. Let's don't break that 11th commandment. Let's don't keep the love of God to ourselves. Let's share it with the people around us. That's what God intended for us to do. When we do that, listen, there's always going to be shy, timid people. And that's okay. But don't be that when it comes to God's love. Don't be shy, timid, and fearful over the love of God that He has given to you that you can give to other people. Amen? Let's pray. Father, as we come to you today, Father, we bow our heads to you today, knowing that we need to pray for more boldness from you. Father, that's a prayer you always answer every time. Your will, Father, is for us to be bold, to be confident, to reach out to people. Father, there's no place for being timid, shy, and afraid when it comes to the love of God. Because the love of God has none of that in it. Father, I pray that as we leave here today, we can be like Timothy. Go out there and share with other people bold, alive, and on fire for you. To share with other people what you have done for us. To share with other people how much you love us and how much we can love them and you can love them too. Father, that's our prayer today. We would no longer be a shy, timid Christian, afraid of rejection, afraid of disappointment. Father, we will stand on your promises, the promises you give us every day. And your promises, Father, your word never comes back void. Your promises are always good. And we claim that right now in Jesus' name. Don's going to lead us in verse 2. He has a little bit of the back of